Another day of outrage. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Protests continue across the country after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade on Friday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is outside the Supreme Court in D.C.
It is important to note that in a city like Washington, D.C., and along with 16 other states, there will be no reduction to abortion access, even with the undoing of Roe v. Wade. Anticipation of the ruling handed down yesterday, 11 Democratic-led legislatures had moved to expand abortion access. And the nearly two dozen states moving to nearly or fully ban abortion. According to the Guttmacher Institute, a pro-abortion research group, at least 18 states are moving to ban abortion immediately or almost so. Four more states have six-week bans that they have ready.
Protesters also bringing up other issues they feel are now vulnerable. Many pro-choice lawmakers continue to criticize the court's decision. Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green.
The American public seems to think that abortion should be available. I think that by a large percentage, overwhelming percentage, and you have a good many of them who are Republicans.
But most conservatives agree with the court.
Roe was, as Justice Alito properly described it, egregiously wrong. It was severely wrong. And it also doesn't meet any of the other hallmark characteristics of the type of precedent that the court will tend to adhere to, even if it might be wrong.
Utah Senator Mike Lee. President Biden's traveling to Germany, where he'll attend a G7 summit, and later to Spain for a NATO meeting. Two people were killed in Oslo, Norway, by gunmen who opened fire in the nightlife district. 20 others were injured during the LGBTQ Pride Festival. A 42-year-old Norwegian citizen who was originally from Iran was arrested. Police say he had a long history of violence and mental health issues. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
New York's governor is putting state lawmakers back to work after the Supreme Court struck down parts of the state's gun licensing laws. Fox's Jill Nadeau has details.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed an order Friday night mandating a special legislative session this coming week. She wants lawmakers to consider new gun safety rules after the Supreme Court overturned a law requiring people demonstrate a specific need to have a gun in public when they applied for a concealed carry permit. The court's conservative majority said that rule violated the Second Amendment. Hochul called that decision reckless and reprehensible. State officials are now considering alternatives like limiting concealed carry in sensitive locations such as government buildings and bars. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
A Virginia city today is offering payouts to anyone turning in a gun. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
A gun buyback program in the town of Portsmouth aims to rid the city of weapons. The most recent event put on by the Hampton Roads Black Caucus netted 30 guns and some ammo as well. This event hopes to expand on that. All folks have to do is hand over a gun. In exchange, they'll get a gift card or cash. A police detective will be nearby to make sure all exchanges go without incident. Organizers say future events will cater to responsible gun owners, offering gun locks and training classes as incentives. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukrainian President Zelensky recorded a message to the thousands who attended the Glastonbury Festival in the UK, one of the biggest in the world.
Spread the truth about Russia's war. Help Ukrainians who are forced to flee their homes because of the war.
He called on festival goers to pressure politicians into helping end the Russian attack. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.